How to become a genius. Listen to all the narrated books written by clear-thinking intellectuals in order to inherit their collective culture and work or invent or create in a field that is selected by your very own utmost curiosities. But before a clearer explanation, know that genius is a label that is placed on someone and not really an aim to strive for. And the word genius has done more bad than good, because it makes people give up on learning. They just say, well, clearly I'm not a genius, so I won't even try, and give up. There are two kinds of genius that must come together in a person. The broad kind, a wise and well-balanced knowledge and view of the world, and the sharp kind. This is the area of your expertise. I recently came across two intellectuals who had very strong views and very good culture, very inspirational. But both failed in the area of indoctrination. Their views of the world are warped, they are not in balance, and they are in fact limiting their growth. Another very popular intellectual gave up a balanced view. Out of the amount of work that went into healing that demands a false idea. He is well aware that it is all false, but he said that he did not have a dog in that fight. He is one of the world's leading intellectuals and true leaders. He is allowed to make such a choice. You should also know that it is isolation or fear or loneliness, not just family or neighborhood or connections, that can warp a culture. A balanced and correct view of the world is critical. Without it, your work will only ever take you right back to the start. No one is able to fuel a prosperous culture by dabbling in the dark ages. To gain a balanced view of the world, you have to inherit many of its variations from people who lived authentically, who actually lived a balanced life. To attempt to understand the world from scratch would actually require many lifetimes. This is what books actually bring you: countless many lifetimes of wisdom and greatness. If you are curious what exactly this feels like, it's like coming to a bright new country with a brilliant future and slowly begin absorbing it through your daily interactions. Gaining a penchant for intellectual rebellion and independence, admiration for authenticity and personal wisdom, developing a desire to grow all the way up and become a great being. You simply become a citizen of a brand new world, the world of the clearest of thinkers and most powerful of intellectuals. They become your family and friends. Narrated books written by world's clearest thinkers, aside from making you a lot more knowledgeable, transform your personal culture into something far greater and more coherent. Learning from great beings is very different from cramming and being pushed along in high school. The education we have today is not very effective. It is more about obedience training, job training, and freeing you from all your savings while they're at it. The idea of a perfect GPA getting you into a brand name school is actually very dishonest. Real education demands detailed comprehension, not a vague memorization effort. And a real career will never begin with a 4.0 GPA and a brand name diploma. We don't have schools that teach correctly yet for that 4.0 GPA to be actually authentic. And by extension, we don't really have any universities that will give you a diploma that is as honest as it should be. I should add here that today's AI, or the large language models, are actually better than organized education. They give you what teachers can't, a personal and private educational experience where you can ask simple questions that comprehension demands and without any shame or judgment. And yes, you can install an artificial intelligence for free in your home, so as long as you have a gaming computer. Today, well-balanced view of the world can only be gained by self-education from thousands of narrated books. And I recommend you get your triple crown as well, and that is a real diploma and a real achievement. Triple Crown is hiking the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails. It also helps a great deal if you move around the world, switching between multiple countries. Your personal culture will become stronger and more refined, more of a superculture of a citizen of the world. Lifting yourself out of the culture that you were born into and entering into the culture of great beings is all you need, but moving around the world will help you think more clearly sooner. As to the other side of the coin, the sharp genius, that is not something I can quite describe because we each have different curiosities calling to us. I am a mechanic and a watchmaker by birth. I build things. Even my art is built rather than doodled out of whimsy. I don't like being weighted down. I like moving swiftly. Therefore, I am a programmer. Your apex of curiosities will likely combine elsewhere. Perhaps engineering new proteins to reverse aging, where your day revolves around working with a powerful AI and a molecular printer that prints motor proteins and the like. I will use programming as an example here because I know it best. I suspect programming is the most friendliest world of them all. Here, you can expand your abilities to no end. In the world of programming, there are no rules, no laws, and you can create programs that make you more powerful. As a programmer, you are allowed to create anything, and jump as far as it suits you. You invent your own physics, your own constants, your own universe. Programming is the most genius-friendly field there is. You can see how something that calls to you, something so flexible and fluid, so infinite and creative, will pull you right in and have you travel great distances. When a pursuit is one of your own, when your own curiosities drive you towards it, it never causes any discomfort. It just pushes you forward. It helps you along towards your own personal aim within it. When such people are allowed to innovate and invent, they eventually gain that label of genius. The distance they travel is a function of their own personal curiosities. You can see how this overpowers everyone else who is just there because that's what their parents wanted or because they like expensive things. The sharp genius emerges out of your own curiosities, and the two, the sharp and the broad, guide each other forward, making each other stronger and more powerful. Finally, genius is a form of rule-breaking and rebellion, and you need to learn from all the other rule-breakers that came before you, From pre-Socratics to Nietzsche and Rand, Feynman, Dawkins, Hitchens, and Sir Ken Robinson, all the world's most precious and spectacular clear-thinking intellectuals must be your guide. As Newton put it, you have to stand on the shoulders of giants.